Now, the diagram that we're going to use then relies on the fact that we can label the orbitals. The orbital labels then will end up grouping the dz squared and the dx squared minus y squared orbitals into one set, which is called the eg set of orbitals. And we group the other three, the xy, the xz, and the yz, into another set called the t2g. Now the labels here, I'm not going to go into, you normally do it in second or third year chemistry, but it's referring to the symmetry characteristics of these particular sets of orbitals. So these are symmetry labels sitting